Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Nah, jika Anda ingin mendengarkan kembali wawancara kami tadi, Anda dapat kunjungi situs kami. Dan untuk memberikan saran atau masukan, Anda dapat memberikannya lewat Facebook atau hubungi kami di indonesian.program@sbs.com.au atau telepon langsung kami di 02943-03135 atau nomor lainnya 03994-9208. Nah, kita beralih ke topik yang lain, yaitu tentang atau terkait dengan perubahan iklim itu. Marilah kita simak rangkuman Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini agar kita dapat mengetahui lebih lanjut tentang masalah tersebut.
Perdana Menteri telah muncul dari karantina mandiri untuk memasuki negosiasi yang intens tentang kebijakan iklim dengan mitra koalisi juniornya dan Partai Nasional. Scott Morrison sedang mencoba untuk mencapai kesepakatan tentang emisi nol bersih pada tahun 2050 menjelang KTT Perubahan Iklim Internasional yang kritis bulan depan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Pablo Finales. Dua minggu setelah perjalanan Perdana Menteri ke Amerika Serikat, ia telah keluar dari karantina mandiri di The Lodge. Scott Morrison sedang mengatakan ia memfokuskan diri untuk membuat target emisi nol bersih pada tahun 2050 menjadi kebijakan pemerintah.
The world is moving into a new energy economy. We all know that. It's now a question of how, not if. And how is how we can ensure that those communities right across rural and regional Australia can look at this change and understand that there are big opportunities and there's a way through.
Partai koalisi terpecah soal komitmen terhadap target itu. Namun dengan KTT COP26 PBB di Glasgow hanya tinggal 3 minggu lagi, tekanan global terhadap Australia telah meningkat. Puluhan negara telah membuat komitmen, dan Scott Morrison mengatakan ia mencoba untuk mencapai kesepakatan antara Partai Liberal dan Partai Nasional.
My government is committed to ensuring that rural and regional Australia transitions to this new energy economy in the future stronger, with their jobs and their communities intact, and they can look forward with confidence and they can plan for the future with confidence. We've got to come together on this issue. My government will come together on this issue. The country will come together on this issue and we'll tackle this challenge just like we've tackled the challenges already before us.
Ada beberapa anggota parlemen Partai Nasional yang menentang keras penetapan target itu. Namun, Wakil Perdana Menteri dan Pemimpin Nasional, Barnaby Joyce, mengatakan kesepakatan dapat dibuat dengan syarat bahwa daerah regional Australia tidak akan menjadi lebih buruk.
We will see what's on the document. I've already had one look at it, but of course it's in confidence, so I can't give it to people. And then they'll go back and say, well, how does that fit for Cunnamulla? How does that fit for Rockhampton? How does that fit for Gladstone? How does that fit for Shepparton? How does that fit for Lake Macquarie? And then they'll say, okay, we're on board or not, or you're going to make some changes to get us on board. And my job is to try and corral that. And you say, well, at the end, you're going to have them all on the same page. Not a chance.
Di lain pihak, Partai Buruh mendukung target nol bersih. Pemimpin oposisi Anthony Albanese mengatakan perpecahan tentang masalah ini di dalam pemerintah telah merugikan Australia.
People cannot take this government seriously. And one of the things that this government could cost, because they're into costing things, so they say. What I want to see is a cost from this government of how much it costs the Australian economy in jobs and in growth, their inaction over 8 years, 8 long years since 2013. We know what they were against, we never knew what they were for, because there's been no action and that has cost Australia.
Scott Morrison masih belum memutuskan apakah ia akan menghadiri KTT COP26 bulan depan. Namun Partai Buruh mengatakan ia harus hadir. Sementara itu, miliarder Raja Pertambangan Andrew Forrest juga menyerukan hal serupa. Dan ia juga memperingatkan bahwa politik telah menghalangi aksi tindakan terhadap iklim.
I think the head of our country with a carbon neutral date which we can all be proud of will be immensely welcomed in Glasgow by all other national leaders. As institutions start to withdraw their capital from countries and companies which have no climate targets, then it's going to impact the lifestyle of every single Australian. And if a politician pops up and says, that doesn't matter, then all I can say to you is that's really bad politics.
Diharapkan pihak koalisi akan mengambil keputusan dalam waktu seminggu ini. Nah, pendengar, laporan tersebut disusun oleh Pablo Finales untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Nah, demikian tadi Bapak Ricky Kusumo dengan rangkumannya tentang perubahan iklim jadi rencana pemerintah atau kebijakan pemerintah Australia itu. Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.